From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Officials in Japan and Jordan say they haven't received any information from militants who are holding hostages from their countries. Militants had demanded the release of a jailed Islamist extremist and said they would free a Jordanian captive in exchange. Jordan has demanded proof the captive is alive, but there's been no word from the militants. Fierce fighting continues in eastern Ukraine, where Russian-backed separatists are pressing an offensive against Ukrainian government troops. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports civilians are fleeing besieged areas.
The small town of Debaltseve is under nearly constant artillery and rocket fire, and the people who remain there have been taking shelter in cellars. Ukrainian military and civilian relief officials have been trying to get them out, but it's a slow and dangerous process in bitingly cold weather. Ukraine and NATO say that thousands of Russian troops are supporting the separatists with heavy weapons, a charge that Russia still officially denies. Foreign ministers from the European Union met yesterday and extended sanctions against Russia until September. European leaders will meet next month to decide whether to impose tougher economic restrictions. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Kramatorsk, Ukraine.
The U.S. Senate has passed legislation approving the Keystone XL pipeline. The vote was 62-36. NPR's Elsa Chang says it's not yet ready to go to President Obama's desk.
So now the House needs to consider what the Senate just passed. That could happen in one of two ways. Either the Senate version bounces to the House and members vote on that bill as is, or the two chambers go into conference and come up with a version that both chambers like. And after all that's done, the White House says it's going to veto the legislation.
And the vote in the Senate in support of the bill was not enough to override a potential presidential veto. Federal health officials say there are now almost 100 cases of measles tied to an outbreak in Disneyland. As NPR's Patty Naiman reports, many of the patients were not vaccinated.
Dr. Ann Shukut is Assistant Surgeon General in charge of immunization. She says the growing number of measles cases should serve as a warning to all Americans to get immunized. The majority of those infected from the current outbreak were not vaccinated.
This is not a problem of the measles vaccine not working. This is a problem of the measles vaccine not being used.
Resulting in the nation's highest number of measles cases in decades, Shukut urged doctors to think measles, check patients for symptoms, and make sure they're fully immunized. It's never too late, she says, for unvaccinated children of any age, as well as adults, to get vaccinated. Patty Naiman, NPR News.
The U.S. government says the U.S. economy grew in the fourth quarter of last year. It expanded by a rate of 2.6%. The fourth quarter growth is much slower than the third quarter, when the gross domestic product expanded by 4.6%. This is NPR News. Officials in Pakistan say at least 38 people have been killed in the bombing of a crowded mosque. The attack was in the southern city of Shikarpur, and many people were injured. Some victims have been pulled from the rubble of the building. The president of Dartmouth College is taking steps to reform social life on campus, including a campus-wide ban on hard alcohol. Allison Kwan's reports, college president Philip Hanlon is expanding on changes already underway within Dartmouth's fraternities and sororities.
The Ivy League college in New Hampshire has made news for allegations of extreme hazing and racism. Dartmouth is also one of more than 90 colleges under federal review for apparent mishandling of sexual assault cases. The hard liquor ban adds to a spate of reforms already proposed by the Greek system itself. Senior Taylor Payer said she had hoped the Greek system would be banned altogether.
It's going to promote sexual assault and binge drinking as long as it exists. And no amount of banning hard alcohol is going to solve any of that.
In announcing his plans, President Hanlon said that Dartmouth is not the only college faced with extreme behavior, but that it will seek to lead other institutions by saying no more. For NPR News, I'm Allison Quantz.
Poet and performer Rod McEwen has died.
Jean, Jean, the roses are red.
One of McEwen's hits was Jean, from the film The Prime of Miss Jean Brodie that starred Maggie Smith. McEwen created a trove of music and spoken word recordings. His half-brother said he had pneumonia. He was 81. This is NPR.